Happy Tuesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I'm coming to you live on Memorex from the default location. Waking up kind of is what I'm trying to get to, but waking up doesn't really convey the true sentiment of the word that I would wanted to use. Hold on. You know, I like to wrap the cord around the base of the thing. But anyway, what I was trying to get at is, though today's Tuesday, yesterday we had a holiday. So it was a 3-day weekend. And I believe Mondays, supposed to move over. I believe Mondays are for, that's been one of my pet peeves. One of the things that just kind of gets me. People just don't, you know, stay away from me. I stay away from you if I can. Just stay away from me. No, I'm not grumpy. I don't think. But the point was, today being Tuesday is really like a Monday, and I love Mondays. I need Mondays. I need to come out of the comas and stupors and come up from the rabbit holes and of going deep into myself. Or another concept I may have realized, to give attention to something else that may be the thing. That may be the thing, because I had a granddaughter and it was wearing me out. And my ex-wife said, yeah, all she wants is your attention. I was like, that may be it. That may be the thing that I've had, that I've struggled with or been a thing for me for a long time. Going long periods of time, giving my attention to something other than myself. And it would fall in line with Jeffrey time, where I could shut all it out and just be within my own. But, you know, once I recognized the situation and was better prepared for granddaughter the second time, which means you have stuff in place for her to do, y'all to do, keep her busy, you have a plan. Very smoothly, very, very smoothly. But, so to come out of that rabbit hole, to come out of that going into myself or Jeffrey time, or whatever you want to call it, and over the laziness, because over this weekend I was at my mother's for a couple of days, maybe a day and a half or whatever. So I really wasn't in myself, I was still with other people, you know. I wasn't still with her. I was with other people. And it was cool. Me and my sister watched Wheel of Time. It was good. Spent time with my mother, my niece. You know, made real flows. The point being, I ate a lot. Ate, like, you know, over the weekend, I ate like a idiot, I guess. Ate like I don't want to live past 70. Kinda. Probably not as bad as I used to be. That's one thing I got to say. It's nowhere near as bad as I used to be. But I did get Gus's Fried Chicken. $90 worth of Gus's Fried Chicken. 20 pieces. Large macaroni and cheese. Large French fry. Macaroni and cheese for $12.50 is the size that my niece can eat by herself. First thing I said when I walked in, don't eat a bottle of macaroni and cheese. Because she loves macaroni and cheese, and it's damn good. And it's, you don't get a lot for that $12.50. Food is expensive. But again, I would say with Gus's Chicken, after I got through eating the breast, I looked at the bones. No scrap. There was no wasted anything. There was nothing but bone, those little rib bones, back, whatever. Nothing. There's no bad meat. Like fat, chicken fat. I don't know what you would call it. Sometimes it's stringy. You can't eat it. You just chew it and it gets weird. I forget where I left off, but I think I was talking about where the chicken was so clean you could eat it down. I guess it's chicken. You pay for it though, it's expensive, but it's good. It is really good. And you can eat it, it's so clean. There's no stringy parts, parts you gotta spit out. You can chew it all up. I think I cleaned the bones to a point I took a picture of the plate. It was left of that breast. Cause I eat gristle. I eat that gristle and that stuff that comes off the back, whatever that is. But some of the fat and stuff you just can't eat off chicken. Anyway, point being that, you know, I had Fig Newtons. I made root beer float in the middle of the night, ate cookies. You know, I went there. Had pizza, Little Caesar's pizza, deep dish stuffed crust, black olives, mushrooms, Italian sausage, ate most of that. Potato chips, you know, I was just doing it. And my weight is only 198.6 today. 198.6. After a 3-day weekend, I'm happy. You know, and I walk this. It's not hot, I'm not sweating. I might lose 1.8 when I get back. If I lose 1.8 from 198.6, that might put me, I might get at 196 and I'll be very happy. 196.8, if I can lose 2 or whatever. Something like that, you know, but I'll be happy either way. 197.2 is, 197.2 is probably where I usually fall in. And for a Tuesday, that's good. Hell, for a Tuesday, even after a non-3-day weekend, that's good. And I think it's because I've been getting my steps in. No missed days. No missed days, even if I gotta go home. And what may be cheating, I mean, I'm not like sitting there with the phone in my hand, waving it back and forth, getting free steps. But the glider, I did about an hour on the glider. I can do an hour on the glider. I put the glider in front of the TV set, 10:30, 11, like 9, like 10 o'clock at night. Get those 10,000 steps in before midnight. And I'll be on the glider for a while. And then, you know, listen to my music, whatever. And then I gotta, I'll stop and, you know, walk around the apartment or go for a walk if I'm at my mother's. And I was thinking too, I got 3 gliders. Well, I don't got them, but I got access to 3 gliders. In the last 7 days from Saturday, I have done at least 6,000 steps on 3 different gliders spread between California and Ohio. One at my house, one at my mother's house, and one at my daughter's house in Ohio. So the glider things work. The thing is, the one at my house, I got bricks on. I got a little bit of extra weight to give a little bit more tension or pressure, or, you know, so it's not so easy. So it's kind of, I'm not going to say it's cheating, because I put the phone in my pocket and I go at it till I get to 10,000. And yesterday, I was like, I barely got to 10,000. Soon as I got to 10,000, I stopped. No, actually, I didn't. Actually, I did. I tried to. I tried to stop as soon as I got to 10,000. Turned around and looked up. I did 10,200, which is basically 10,000. Because usually today, I'll get 15,000. Because I start off working 9,600, 9,500. Been doing work, you know, I'll keep it moving. Hey, today's Tuesday, I get dev time today. So I get an hour of dev time today. And tomorrow we're going to the office. So I gotta go into the office, get dressed, drive in, which is, you know, gonna be fun. Get dressed, drive into the office. Probably should get gas tonight, just in case. Not that I need it, but yeah. I filled up yesterday. That's right, I filled up yesterday and put air in my tires. Speaking of which, tire air pressure matters. I may be sensationalizing it and going too far with it, but my tire pressure light was on for a while, you know, the tires were definitely low. Like 28, should have been 35 or something like that. So I filled them up a little bit too much, then I reduced them and, you know, tried to get it. I think I'm at 36, 36 on the passenger side, and 33, 32 on the driver's side, which is better than what it was before, and it handles better. And the funny thing about it, I don't know if it's coincidence, and it's probably, it can't be, you know, it has to be coincidental, that as soon as I did that, I started riding, my average miles per hour jumped 0.3. And it can be. It, you have to drive more than that. But it was still nice and rewarding to even imagine that tire pressure did that. So I got kind of excited. And I let myself go with it, even though knowing it probably is not the case. So, you know, it's Tuesday. I'm out here walking in my gaiters. Gaiters are my shoe covers. You Velcro them on around your ankle. They cover your shoe. There's a cord you tighten up that goes under your shoe, holds it down. And so far, it's working. Because there's a lot of stuff out here, a lot of debris when I'm walking this path. Even more than last night, I walked Van Nuys Boulevard last night. I walked the boulevard. So it was, you know, not too much debris. I was on pretty much city sidewalk the whole time. It was kind of too, walking at night, lights, you know, businesses, people moving around. It was a nice humid evening. It was comfortable. It felt good. It felt good to be out. People still kind of buzzing around a little bit. I wanted to stop and sit down and just enjoy it, but I can't do that. And on the way home, stopped by Ralph's, picked up some vanilla wafers, pork chop. While I was walking to get, no, I walked in to get sour cream, because I bought a big tub of sour cream. I can't buy the little container for $2, so I'll just go without it. I gotta get that big tub for $5.99, and more than likely, if I do the math, I'm probably paying the same price. But that's not the point at all. I just gotta get the big tub, because it makes you feel like I'm saving money. So I get the cottage cheese, and I'm walking to get the cookies, because I got candy and stuff, but I don't have cookies. You know, I got candy, and I got, like, you know, sweetie stuff. I don't think I have any marshmallows, but I got sweetie stuff. And so I was walking to get some cookies, and I said, let me look and see what meat they got. And they had pork chops. Reduced price. You know how they sit out? They got this like one area. Actually, the pork chops wasn't in the one area. It was steaks. They had porterhouse in there. Reduced price, you know. Meat kind of started turning. The blood started running out of it. Started turning brown or whatever. But anyway. So I picked up some pork chops. Gonna go ahead. I'll probably throw some egg on them. Salt, pepper. I think I'm gonna season them. And not use the coating, the Zatarain's or whatever. I used fish fry on chicken last time. It wasn't horrible. And I think I got some chicken fry. That, you know, chicken, whatever you call it, flouring mix. Mixed breading or whatever. I might try that, or I just might season it. Worst case scenario, I'll break out the hot sauce. Which I did the other day. Which I hadn't done in a long time. I put all my salt products up on the higher shelf in the kitchen cupboard. All hot sauce, Lowry's if I had some, anything that was real salt, I put away. Well, not away, but it's like right up there. But it was symbolic, you know. And I didn't mess with none of that stuff for a long time. And I'm starting a slippery slope. I'm definitely starting a slippery slope on my eating habits. That's for damn sure. After work, whoo, I'd be like having a full, I'm eating too much after work. I got to get a hold of that. There's a few things I got to get a hold of just to really tighten it up. Not that it's already not tight, but to really, really just tighten it up and get it to where I need to be. There's a few things I need to handle. so that I can be in that, Jeffrey realm of completeness. So, you know, taxes is one of them, and this and that. My sister. That was necessary. So, there's some stuff, rental properties, just, you know, a little bit of stuff. It can pin. Spending, I need to cut my spending a little bit. You know, just a little bit of a life administration, financial administration. But the taxes is a big one. They're trying to say, oh, $10,000. They're trying to say I didn't account for $47,000 in 2021. I'm like, how the hell do I do that? How do I miss $50,000? But anyway, we'll see. That, but forget what I was talking about. You know, so I'm pretty, you know, tightened up. But Mondays, Tuesdays to come out of it, to get back into it. Every time I do my job after this, it's like I gotta learn it all over again. Like, all right, let me see if I still remember how to do this. That's how much pressure I put on myself. That's how seriously I take it. I may be like overdoing it on purpose just to get into it, but that's how I go at it. Oh, let me see if I remember how to do this. Then I get the hang of it, get the swing of it, take that first call. And, you know, hopefully the first call goes right, kind of set the tone for the day, even though it doesn't. Well, actually, it could set the tone. It may not be an indicator of the day, but it could set my tone. I'll start off with a couple calls where I just can't get it done or struggle. But I'll tell the person. I ain't got the answer. I'll tell the person in a minute. I don't know how to do this. But, I put some effort into it. I do this or that. I pull the information. I let them know that even though I don't know how to do it, it's my responsibility to find out who does and to get back to them. So, you know, I leave them comforted at the least. And usually, a lot of times, it's just getting disconnected from them and being able to focus on it without them in the background, without being connected to them. And I find the answer like a lot of times immediately. Then I send them a message and say, hey, try this, or let me come in and do this real quick. Because I don't like keeping the customer held up when it's something that's totally on me. Once I get all the information, get screenshots, get all the info I need from them, I'm like, all right, let me go do my thing. Pressure comes off, I can take a deep breath. It's usually a lot easier to handle when I do that. So, that's what we had. Happy Tuesday. And the big, big day. Big, big week NFL Sunday, 10 a.m. Pittsburgh Steelers opening day in Pittsburgh against the 49ers. I'm looking forward to it, to pull it mildly. I'm not even looking forward to it. I just said that because I got distracted. Looking forward to it is not the right words. Looking forward to it is such a misstatement and understatement that it's a lie. It's such an understatement that it's just a lie. It's just not true. It's not true. It's way more than that. It's so, so, so much more than that. Because I've been following the team in the off season. the podcast and kind of keeping up with stuff that we got going. I'm excited. We've been looking good in preseason, the whole thing. So I'm excited. And then we got that game. And then we got the next game, September 10th and 17th. We play Monday night, the second week of the season at home against Cleveland. And that night, my daughter and granddaughter flying in. So, and I got to work, so that's going to be fun. So, and they leave Friday, so we got to work all that out. And that week, I'm supposed to work in the office that Wednesday. That reminds me, let me go ahead and put in for PTO. Go ahead and put in PTO for that day. Unless I was to leave my mother's Tuesday night, because we all stay out there. Leave my mother's Tuesday night, go to work, come back after work, which is in the realm of possibility, but I kind of want to take the day off and do something. I kind of want to take the day off and do something with the maybe go to Venice Beach with granddaughter or hang out. I don't know. We'll see how the weather is and this and that. But either way, and anyhow, I'm just happy that it's Tuesday and I'm coming out of my, whatever you want to call it. Feels good to get on a scale, and when I get home, I'm gonna calibrate it to make sure, because that 198.6 this morning feels really good. Eating pizza and stuff I was eating 2 o'clock in the morning, cookies and that root beer float. It's good. Got some chicken, french fries, and macaroni and cheese, you know. You already know. And then it's to get rest. You're ready to get a lot of rest. And probably alone time too, let's face it. Probably rest and alone time. Like walking on these walks. Talking virtually to someone. Or as I used to say, at someone, but still alone. They can have complete control, pretty much complete control of what I'm thinking and the environment in which I'm thinking it. But maybe that would explain why I react the way I do when people interfere with that. When they walk too close to me or they do something that I'm like, get away from me. And maybe that's where that's from. That space that I like to have where, you know, I have complete control over thought and the energy of that space. Then you gotta, and maybe that's also why the familiarity of walking the same route kind of sets in, makes it even more comfortable. You know the route. You know, even though I know the route and I've walked it hundreds of times, there's been times where I come back and there's been times when I made the wrong turn. I ain't gonna lie about that. There's been times when I made the wrong turn. And go, oops. What is this doing? Just playing with it. This ain't nothing. So anyway, that's where it is. And you got P-Funk playing in November. at least 2 more shows of P-Funk this year, at least. And I don't want to predict, because I don't predict. Well, I try. I do. I can't even say that. Let's just throw that out. Okay. If I could predict, I would. Just so I could show, so I can display the accuracy of my theories, or validate the accuracy of my theories and hypotheses, if I can predict. But I was thinking, New Year's Eve show. Looks like people aren't gonna be out during December. And I think they're setting up a New Year's Eve show. And I'm thinking New Orleans. I don't know nothing about it. I don't talk to nobody. I don't know nothing. But New Orleans is the only place they ain't played. I ain't gonna say not the only place they ain't played this year, but they usually hit New Orleans, and I don't think they have this year. And New Year's Eve is also, unless they play Seattle. Ooh. If P-Funk played in Seattle around New Year's Eve. Ooh. If P-Funk played in Seattle New Year's Eve. What's the guy say? I know, huh? Pittsburgh played Seattle New Year's Eve, I think, pretty much. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Because if P-Funk play New Orleans New Year's Eve, and Pittsburgh play Seattle New Year's Eve, I will go to P-Funk. If Pittsburgh don't play New Year's Eve, I'm only going to see P-Funk on New Year's Eve. Let me just stop. New Year's Eve is, you're talking about one of those days where I like to come into the year, like I said earlier, by myself inside my own head, just me. You know, I like to come inside with my own thoughts, coming to the year. There's been times where I've been with people and like intimately, like relationship-y wise, and come New Year's Eve, I would get off the phone. I mean, you know, New Year's, the 12 o'clock, I would get off the phone so I could symbolically come into, you know, the year that way. I disengage. But that may or may not be the case this time. So we'll see. That may or may not be the case going forward this time. So we'll see. Anyway, got distracted again. There'd be stuff going on out here, you know, the kiss of my eye, for one reason or another. I mean, there's some stuff, you know, there's a few things out here I gotta be aware of, you know, naturally to protect myself. Just gonna be walking around here willy-nilly. Even me, you know, you wanna be on guard. So some stuff pops up, because a lot of homeless people, mentally challenged or, you know, mentally twisted off their meds, or however you want to put it, angry, you know, you got to be aware. And there's also aesthetically pleasing distractions where I see some art person. Okay, a female running around half naked. Trying to do her exercise with no clothes on. Like, go put some clothes on. We know you exercising, but damn, you don't need to be all that. And in that case, I say this. Sometimes women or men dress to the point that where if you don't look at them, it's a lie. I mean, it don't got to be that you're attracted to them, but you want them. It can be so absurd or so whatever that to avoid looking at them, I guess to avoid looking at them would be a thing. So I guess if you avoid looking at them, but see, if you avoid looking at them, you will say you're looking at them. You know, to act like you don't notice them or try to play it off like it's not there. To me, that's kind of a distortion of truth. Because some people are just so far out there, you just got to go, what the hell, or damn, you know. Whether they be like extremely attractive people or people just dress so wildly and crazily, whatever that means, that, you know, to not acknowledge them, who are you fooling? Some of that goes on here. They're just things, you know, I like to be aware of. You know, every now and then somebody who I've seen out here a bunch of times to, you know, acknowledge and, you know, they wave at me or nod or whatever. So, and I do like to be aware of, not aware of my surroundings, but always taking it in, gathering information. I like gathering information. You know, like always gathering information, looking, taking it in, seeing what I can see, seeing what I can get out of it, whatever that means. See what I can, any advantages I can pull out of something I may see over here or see over there. Or like, ooh, look at that. Let's go see what that is, you know, something like that. Or, ooh, this is a different way I could go. Or, ooh, if I ever have to go to the bathroom, I can go right there. Even though on this path, there's hundreds of places just to step to the side and pee. Which I don't usually have to do in the morning because I don't drink any water. Since I wake up in the morning, I've been rinsing my mouth out full of scolds because I'm still smoking them damn Black and Moms, which I need to quit. Just another life maintenance that I could tighten up on. But I also think that we as humans need something. Everybody needs a vice. I believe everybody needs a vice or something, some kind of decadence. It could just be something as simple as eating a candy bar every Friday night. You know, whatever you feel you're, you know, that thing. It's just the degree of which you feel not going too far, but something like that. You know, I think everybody needs to go too far every now and then. And sometimes some going too far is different than other going too far. You know, going too far could be a lot of different things with a lot of people, a lot of crazy stuff came to my head that I don't even need to bring up. A lot of crazy stuff came to my head that I don't even need to bring up. It would just be too crazy. It would distract from my point. I mean, but you know the degree of what things can go. I mean, you can go all the way from Jeffrey Dahmer to, you know, to that skinny white girl who eats a jelly bean and feels like that's the end of the world because she broke her diet and gonna get fat and bulimic or whatever. You know, whatever. And then somebody says, oh, you can't say that. Those people have psychological disorders. Yeah. Ooh, I was listening to Douglas Murray on Liz Friedman, on Lex Friedman. Whoa. This man was saying a lot of things I was saying. And he put it very, very much more articulately. I was like, whoa, he had a couple of really good sound bites and one-liners and quotes that he's taken from people. And the way he looks at the social justice and reparations, all that. Douglas Murray on Lex Friedman. I think the most recent one. Check it out. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. Swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. A totality of it all, a hypothesis of all as one, a theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey.